I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Today, I am beginning with you on what I call Holy Spirit, my helper. My helper. If we are talking about extraordinary help, we must start from God. Do you understand me? We must start from where? From God. We can't talk about the help of man minus God. Do you know why? Because it was God that first started speaking about help. In the Bible, right from Genesis, when God came to the scene, he says that man must not do what? Be alone. It is not good for man. I will make a help for him. So the issue of help started from God. So if you want to talk about help, by the time you jump to talking about the help of a human being, you should have spoken about God. You should have discussed the issues of God. And the Holy Spirit is the representative of the Godhead today, and he's our helper. If somebody say God is helping me, what a person should have said is that the Holy Spirit is what? Helping me today. Do you get it? Or do you get it? So we cannot start talking about help neglecting the one who brought help, the one who created that thing called help. So let us look at the Holy Spirit being our helper. And I've already taught you that the Holy Spirit is God. So when I speak about the Holy Spirit, I'm speaking about God. Do you understand? So Romans chapter 8 verse 26. And we are all going to read. I'm going to read with you. Amen. We are going to read four scriptures before I start explaining. Romans 8 26 is the first one. Let's all read one go. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that the Spirit also helps our infirmity. So that means that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Can I hear an amen? John 14, 26. Quickly. It said, but the Comforter, okay? Other versions, the HC will tell you, and then the NIV and all, they'll say, and the helper, the Holy Spirit, that the Lord or that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So he's called the Comforter, which means the helper. Other versions uses the helper. John 15, 26. All this is establishing the fact that the Holy Spirit is our helper. Because the Bible says that at the mouth of two or more witnesses, a case is established. John 15, 26. Over here also, is that, and when the Comforter is come, other version says, and when the helper, look for a version that uses the word help. And when the helper is come, he will send, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. So the Holy Spirit is our helper. He helps us. And then John 16 verses 7. John 16, the verse number 7. John 16, 7. Is that, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, that's King James, but in other versions, he explains what it means. He says, the helper will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Can I hear an amen? So all through the scriptures, Bible says that at the mouth of two or more witnesses, a case is established. So when you see that two or more people are saying the same thing, there's the likelihood that it is true. And the Bible says that when two or more scriptures confirm something, it's established. So the Holy Spirit is our helper. Lift up your hand and say, Holy Spirit, my helper. Help me, Lord. I can't hear you. Say, Holy Spirit, my helper. Please help me, Lord, in these 40 days. As you go through, may the Holy Spirit help you. I can't hear your amen. I said, as you fast and pray, may the Holy Spirit help you. As you go through the issues of life, may the Holy Spirit help you. So before the help of man will amount to anything, the Holy Spirit should have helped you. Before the help of any human being will make sense or will amount to anything, then the Holy Spirit, who is God, should have helped you first and foremost. Psalm 60 verse 11 to 12 tells us, he says that, deliver us from trouble, O Lord, for the help of man is vain. Deliver us from trouble, for the help of man is vain. Psalm 60 verse 11. Give us help from trouble, Lord, for vain is the help of man. Lift up your hand and say, give me help, O Lord, for vain is the help of man. In other words, man cannot help you unless the Holy Spirit himself decides to help you. May the Holy Spirit help you tonight. Oh, let your amen be a believer's word. I said, may the Holy Spirit help you tonight. In Psalm 146 verse 3, Psalm 146 verse 3, he speaks in line with the Holy Spirit helping us. Psalm 146 verse 3, it said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Man cannot help you. Advise somebody by you, man cannot help you. Vain is the help of any human being. Unless God decides to use a man to help you, vain is the help of any human being. Amen. So if the Holy Spirit is our helper, and if the Holy Spirit will help us in the course of extraordinary help, if the Holy Spirit will play his all-important role, how would the Holy Spirit help us? How the Holy Spirit helps the believer. So how the Holy Spirit helps us? Number one, ye kase nyame ana nyame unkonkron eboa ne ma. Kwan ben so na nyame unkonkron eboa ne ma. Number one, he helps us relate with God as our Father. The Holy Spirit helps us to relate with God as our Father. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot relate with God as your Father. He will just be a creator to you because you don't have a relationship with him. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to relate with God as our Father. Galatians 4 verse 6. Now, Bible says that, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. The Spirit, and it has capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Now, Abba is the word for Father. So when you see Abba, Father, it means Father, Father. Abba means Father. He says that because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. And you and I know that the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of the Son, is what we call the Holy Spirit. So God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into us so that we cry, Abba, Father. We cry, Father, Father. That is what confirmation. Father, Father. Abba, Father. Everybody say, Abba, Father. It's not our Father. It's Abba, Father. That is Father, Father. Can I hear an amen? So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that God gave us so that we can declare Abba, Father. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't have a relationship with God as a Father. That is why the Jews, they did not relate with God as a Father. They were afraid of God so much. They could not have a relationship with God as a Father. They related with God as a master and a servant, or a master and a slave. But you and I, can have a relationship with God, not as a creator and a creature, not as a master and a servant, but you and I can have a relationship with God as father and then a child. Hallelujah. Because of the covenant in the blood of Jesus. That's why in Hebrews 8, he explains to us from verse 10 downwards, he explained to us that he will make a new covenant with us. And in that covenant, we will relate with him as father, and he shall relate with us as his children. It's because of the blood of Jesus. So by the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is released into Christians so that we can have a relationship. That is why you cannot be born again to become a child of God without the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that must convict you. The Holy Spirit that must cause a regeneration, what we call a born again experience. Spark your spirit back to life, or recharge your spirit back to life. Wake up your spirit back to life. Hallelujah. So it is the Holy Spirit that gives you a relationship with God as your father. Can I hear an amen? Clap your two hands for the Lord. So no one can relate with God as a father and a child. And you see, the advantage Christians have over the Jews and over other people is that we have a relationship as father and son. Others don't have that relationship. They have a strict relationship. God can kill them at any time when they misbehave. That's why some of you have misbehaved, but God has still kept you in mercy. The reason is because the relationship between you and God is not that which the Jews had. It's a personal relationship. And like a personal, it is not like a faraway relationship. I hear what I'm saying. So that is the advantage we have, that we can just step into boldly into the presence of God. Why? Because there is a spirit in us that connects us to God. Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. From today, no matter where the devil has cornered you, you have a father you can cry to. Say Abba Father. Say Abba Father. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Psalm 42 verse 7. Now go to that scripture. Psalm 42 verse 7. It said, deep calls unto deep, as the noise of thy water spout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over. So it is deep that can reach out to deep. There is no way shallow can reach out to deep. It's only deep. And the Holy Spirit, one of his nicknames is called deep. He takes you deeper. He's called deep. He searches the deep things of God. So deep is what calls to deep. So what gives us the access to relate with deep is the deep that we carry. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Oh, you are not. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? My assignment this week is to ensure that the Holy Spirit finds his place in the life of somebody here in this travail. Because the greatest helper that you need, it's not a father, it's not a mother, it's not an uncle, it's not a friend, it's not an employer, it's not a husband or a wife. The greatest help that you need is God himself. Clap your two hands for the Lord. The Holy Spirit is your helper. When he helps you, man will want to help you. When he does not help you, no matter what you say, man will get an excuse for you. When God doesn't help you, it must first happen in the spirit. God must first approve it. Luke 11 verse 2. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven. You see, the day Jesus was the first person to introduce this prayer. Because the Jews don't pray like that. They have never called God Father, our Father. They don't have that relationship with God. It's a master-servant relationship. Strictly business. That is why Deuteronomy can outline dangers. Deuteronomy 28. If you shall do this, do that, this will happen to you, that will happen to you. If you do this, you do that. But ours is a bit different. God, it seems like God doesn't kill us rough, rough. It's like God doesn't punish us the way he used to punish them. Huh? One time they just murmured. Do you know murmuring? Murmuring is what you have PhD in. Some of you have PhD in murmuring. I'm not talking about fornication and other things. I'm talking about what you have PhD. Murmuring. Do you know murmuring? How many of you can see you have PhD in that thing? They were murmuring against God.
And Moses, Bible says that God opened the earth and swallowed them up. If God is to be opening the earth now, I don't know, from the pastor to the last man, I don't know who will survive in this temple. I don't know, I don't think I'll survive. As human as we are, sometimes we unconsciously start murmuring. God, why? God, as a pastor, I usually murmur when I pray for something and the thing doesn't happen. That's my number one murmuring. Now, God, why? Why this one? Ah. That's my number one murmuring. I seem not to understand that, God, why is it I'm struggling with this particular issue? Maybe you too. When you arrive and something has happened and something, then you start. It is the same murmuring somebody did, and snakes. Another time, you know, someone asked me a question. I don't know whether it is Matthew or someone asked me, or Christ. Someone was in my car, asked me a question. Why is it that the medical people, they use snake? Snake is their sign, their symbol. How many of you have seen it before? Snake on the pole. You see a snake on the pole, then the snake like that. Then it's on the pole like that, like spiral. Then the person asked, it's a very wise question. Then I took the person back to Numbers. When they murmured against God and Moses, God sent snakes, and the snakes was biting them with poisonous venom and were dying. Then Moses went to cry on God. God said, okay, I'll heal them. Go and look for metal and create a metallic snake shape and just hang it on a pole. Anybody who looks at the pole, when the live snake bites them, they should lift up their hands and they will get healing. That's where the medical world took the symbol from the Bible. They will get healing from the snake they are looking at on the pole. Clap your hands for the Lord. So, just complaining brought snakes. Now, I don't know what God will bring to you if he were to be dealing with you in that way. Because you are a super complainant. Some of you don't just complain. You even stop church on top. Because I don't see anything. How do you go to visit people? Why are you not coming to church? These are super complainants. But you see, tell somebody, the relationship we have with God is different. When my child comes complaining to me, I don't open the earth to swallow my child. I don't open fire upon my child because it's my child. Maybe if the person is not my child and the person is just maybe a worker or something, I may release fire. Hey, my friend, shut up, get out of my office. But my own child, I can't do that. I can't do that. The relationship is different. I said, Daddy, why is it that you seize my... Amen. Now, we have that relationship with God. That is why he doesn't kill us of late. That's why. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number two. He helps us build... Let me finish with that and then we pray in 10 minutes. He helps us build godly character. How the Holy Spirit helps us. This travail, I want you to have first and foremost the help of the Holy Spirit. You need that before any human being. How does the Holy Spirit help you? Aside giving you access to God as a son or as a child of God, treating God as a father, he also helps you to develop godly character. Godly character. He helps you to develop a godly character, a good Christian behavior. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. It is the Holy Spirit that gives you the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. How many of you have heard the fruits of the Spirit? Now, let us read the fruits of the Spirit. We are reading from 22 to 23. One go. Is that, but the fruit of the Spirit, fruit, when the Holy Spirit is in your life, he helps you to bear this fruit. Now listen. The Holy Spirit doesn't bear it for you. It is your spirit that bears it. But the Holy Spirit empowers your spirit. It gives your spirit the capacity to manifest these fruits. If he's not in you, your spirit cannot manifest it. When it comes to, it's like the manure, like the fertilizer that helps your system to be able to bear these things. He will not do it for you. The Holy Spirit will not be patient for you. The Holy Spirit will not smile for you. He will not be happy for you. He will not be joyful for you. The Holy Spirit will not be patient for you. You have to be patient. But he helps you to be patient. Am I speaking something? Because sometimes I said that, oh, Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, give me patience. It doesn't work that way. He empowers you to develop it. It's not a spiritual gift. I can't lay out and say, receive patience. I catch it. We don't catch patience like that. Tell them we don't cut the fruit of the spirit like that. Then I said, I need love. I hate people too much. I don't know how to be kind to people. So, Pastor, pray for me to have love. Then I said, I lay hands on, receive love. I will shout. Oh. After the shouting, I will shout. But the Holy Spirit cannot just come and manifest love for you. The Holy Spirit will do something to your spirit. When it does that thing to your spirit will not have the ability to now bear forth that fruit. Bible says that He is the vine. We are the branches. The Holy Spirit, who is Jesus, who is the Father. He is the vine, the tree, the main, and we are the branches. Now, the main tree and the branches, which one bears the fruit? Kai. Eti unim, unim wenzu so. You don't know our great science too. The Holy Spirit, the vine, the trunk and the branches. Which one bears fruit? So the unimo, obviously root. See, when I say, be sure your goodness is on me, medical doctor. Ye, amen. Now that's by the way. Listen to me. So it is the branches. Do you understand? The first people who spoke, they got it right, but they don't know. So I intentionally changed my and they all changed. Now they change from branches to root. Very, very soon they will get you. They will cancel here and write the wrong one. Then after exam, they say, Micha, you wear the here, you wear the what bomb. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So the Holy Spirit enables. He helps the Christian spirit to be able to manifest the fruits of the Spirit. Now, what are the fruits of the Spirit? Let's read it. What are the fruits of the Spirit? I want to read with you one go. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no. Now change the version. And I'm going to take it one by one so you see where you belong. It's that the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. That's the first thing. Love. Or love. Love. The ability to accept people you can't get anything from. Or to be nice to people that you can't get anything from. Listen, some of you think you love people just because of what you also do for you. That's why. It's not love. Love is from the word agapao. And agapao means unconditional. It's not like I love you because of your legs. I love you because of your dimples. I love you because of your ejre. I love you because of your color. When people come to marriage counseling, I ask them, the first question I ask them is that, why do you love him? Why do you love her? And all of them get this answer wrong. All of them. But it's not their fault. It's not their fault because that is what they think is love. But love is not me penitenting and I'm penitentia. Me peni obolumbo and I'm bonobo chumula. And I'm penning chumulanga. No, that's not love. Tell someone that's not love. Love is just liking the person without any reason. So that when the color changes, you don't change. So that when the size changes, you don't change. So that when the flat tummy changes, you don't change.
So that when the money changes, you don't change. So that when that job changes, you don't change. So that when your level changes, you don't change. That's love. That's what people don't understand. That's what people don't understand. So the Bible says that when you have the Holy Spirit, the first gift or fruit that he helps you to develop as a godly character, the first fruit he helps you to have as a god, a good character. I said, I'm in travel. Where from this? This is part. I get what I'm saying. Because you need the Holy Spirit help. And I'm telling you how the Holy Spirit helps you. The first thing he does for you is that he gives you love for even strangers. People you don't even know. A stranger just approaches you and, say, oh, and you feel something to help the person. Because well, it's the Spirit of God that causes you to do that. So love, which is unconditional, not the conditional one. Then joy. Joy. Now, joy is not happiness. Talk about joy is not happiness. Happiness happens as a result of happenings. I hear what. Auntie, wait that. Just join us in chair. Join us in chair. Because I said with my car. Just that we have new people, so I have to repeat it. I said, happiness. Enijia. In that's why we call it happy, happiness. I am happy. Why are you happy? I'm happy because I got A, B, C, D. There is always a reason for happiness. There is no reason for joy. And joy can only be given by the Holy Spirit. It's not about money. That is why you don't have money in your pocket, but you can still be joyful. People see you in church and it's as if you have the whole world. Things are not working, but you don't come with a morose face. You need help. Tell somebody you need help. Because some of you, when things are not working, we can tell. We don't need to be prophet to tell. Once you appear, your countenance, your face. That when we see her, we say that, oh, sister, good morning. When we are in church, you will not even smile. When pastor is even preaching, you will not even say, I receive it. Why? Because we don't need school fees here, Chemia. We don't need me, but the joy of the Lord is irrespective of your pocket. It's irrespective of your job. It's irrespective of what you have. It's irrespective of your health condition. It's irrespective of the trouble. When people see you and they cannot tell that you have a problem, it's a sign that you are manifesting the fruit of joy. When you are happy and people ask you, why are you happy? You have the fruit of what? Joy. You don't really know why. You are excited. And you see, it is joy that confuses the devil. It's joy that comes because he wants to see you cry. They have gone for witchcraft meeting. They think they have destroyed something about your life. And then in the morning, they wake up and they pass by your house to look at how morose your face will be. And then by the time they meet you, you are sweeping and singing. Ah, dear, why are you, mommy? And they're like, hey. Yeah. Then they go by and say, I didn't hear you see your name. Who are sure they are a carnal? Because they are confused. May your enemies be confused. I said, may your enemies be confused. That's what the Bible says, that for the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's the only reason why we continue serving God. So the Holy Spirit, he helps us to have good character by giving us the spirit of joy. Joy, so that no matter, because listen, things can happen to a believer, things can happen to you. There are things you don't expect, they will happen to you. There are things you really want that you may not get now. There are things that you don't expect, they will happen. That is why you need joy, not happiness. You need joy. You need joy so that you don't give up, so that you keep on as if you are fine. You keep on till you become fine. Amen. Receive joy. The Spirit of God that helps you to have joy. So from today, be careful when you are going through issues of life. Don't catch yourself sorrowful.
always investigate yourself. Am I walking in joy? And pray, say, Holy Spirit, enable me to be joyful. Give me the oil of joy. Enable me to be joyful. And start practicing it. Where you don't look at your financial situation, or you don't look at your marital situation, whatever is not working, to determine your mood. Peace. The Spirit of the Lord is all that gives you peace. Sometimes you will have chaos all over. Chaos all over. People who say things. This one said this. You have done this. You have done that. And sometimes when you are there, you may have some fear in your heart. Sometimes you remember something that you are afraid. Hey, what you are saying, is it true? I've been there before. That was when I realized the difference between peace in Christ and peace in the world. Jesus said something. He said that, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth. He said, you shall have peace in me, but in the world, tribulation. So peace within is different from peace without. Jesus did not promise us peace outside. He promised us peace inside. That is when everybody is speaking against you. These are not working. These are some way. But in your heart, you know that you are not wrong. In your heart, you know that you are not doing what you are saying. In your heart, you know that you are at peace and you are not troubled. You know that God will certainly come through for me. That's peace within. That's peace within. It's different from peace without. The fact that people are talking does not mean that you are wrong. They spoke against Moses, but he was on course. So when I stepped out into ministry, what didn't I hear? I heard several things. I heard many, many, many things. I heard several things from gossip. This one said this. This one said this. This one said that. People come out and say, no. Then they started becoming ashamed when they saw that I was still with my spiritual father. They started getting more embarrassed when they saw that my spiritual father came to bless and then commission the church. They say, hey, really? Everything we heard is not true. They got more worried when they saw that my spiritual father came to preach in my church. Now they are going to be more worried because this month I'm going to preach in this church. They are going to be more worried. I preached there before, but this time I'm going to preach on his birthday, Founders Day. I'm going to preach all his branches, sons, everybody. And they said, me, the small boy, the last born of all his sons, I should come and preach. Wow. But when I left, I didn't have peace outside. But in my heart, I knew I heard from God. That was the only thing I held on to. That I'm innocent of whatever I'm hearing. I'm innocent. And it's not true. And I didn't say this. I didn't do that. I didn't do anything. And I knew. And me and my father, we are okay. We are fine. I was the only one who knew. But everybody was talking what they want. Let them talk. Eh? There's a drinking spot I saw. They are written in front. Let them see. Just go and read it. It's the word of God from the drunkards to you. Let them see. Clap your two hands. Tell somebody, God is up to something. So let them say. What you need is called peace within. And Jesus says that he is the giver of that peace. The Holy Spirit is the one that when you are there, you know that you have peace in your heart. You see, because he knows this. When I'll be troubled, I'll be worried, I'll be afraid. In fact, one of the people that actually called me on phone and told me that I've seen that, I've had a dream, and in my dream, when you went, this has happened to you, that has happened to you, and you were like you have become bizarre and everything. Hey, that same person is the one who came to sit in front of me and said, in fact, when the meeting was done, you are the best person to come and speak. I was watching here like that. Because this is the same person who said, evil is awaiting me. Now, this same person say, you are more successful than all his sons. We want you to come back and tell us your story. From today, they will not understand you. They will not know why you took those decisions. They will not know why you did what you did. Just make sure that your heart is right. Just make sure that evil is not in your heart. Just make sure that God, you heard from God. Just make sure. And be of good behavior. Don't fight with anybody. Walk in love. Forgive. Can I hear an amen? Clap your two hands for the Lord. Amen. Am I teaching you? Peace. Say patience. Patience. Patience.
what a lot of us don't have. Patience. And you see, a lot of time we don't see the glory of God because we lack this good character. We lack it. We can't wait for a miracle to appear. We can't wait. Once we hit a rock, papa, we say it's the wrong road. It's not. There is nothing God will show you that go, that there are no adversities there. There is no Canaan without war. Every Canaan has unending war. Till today, they are in Canaan, they are still fighting. Till today. I always tell people that even when God shows you that this person is your bride from heaven, there will be issues you will deal with. Even when God opens your eyes and you see your wedding gown coming, you will still have to fight some things. I told you how God showed me men's clothes, but I still have to fight. Till today, I'm still fighting. I'm fighting another dimension of fight. It's called money fight. Amen. So there is a fight, but you have to be patient. Tell somebody you have to be patient. And that is good. As you are praying in travail, Bible says that you have need of patience. That what you have prayed, you wait for it to happen. Don't go ahead of God. It's a fruit of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit wants to help you tonight. He wants to give you the fruit of patience, so that you'll be patient and wait for the glory of God. You'll be patient. You'll not go ahead of God. You will not. Amen. Some of the patience they wrote there is what? Long suffering. When I say long suffering, that word suffer long. If you can change the version and get it for me. Long suffering. There's long suffering. That means that suffer long. How many of you have seen this word? I know you don't like it. Have you ever prayed that, Lord, give me, baptize me with long suffering? Hey, that means I'm ready to suffer long, so give me. You don't pray for it. But God didn't make a mistake giving you that fruit. Because he knows that there are certain situations when you go through, the only anointing you need is called long suffering anointing. Anointing to suffer for a long time without stopping. And some of you don't have it. When you suffer small, you change. When you suffer small, you change. You can't suffer for long. But I pray that in this travail, one of the help God is going to give you is the help of long suffering. The help to suffer long. I said the help to suffer long. I said the help to suffer long. I said the help to suffer long. Tell somebody, learn to suffer long. Because when we suffer small, we say God is dead. God is not dead. When we suffer small, we say God is not alive. When we suffer small, we say, hey, where are you, God? No. Long suffering is part of the race. And depending on what God wants to achieve with your life, you may have to endure it. But it's for a season. But it may be long. One day we were praying with someone. Then the Holy Spirit asked me to ask him a question. Then I stopped. Then I asked him. I said, I heard in my spirit that God says I should ask you that, what if what you are looking for, you don't get it in the next 2 years? Will you still stay in this church and still serve God? He had joined the church. You understand? He had joined one of my pastors. That's Pastor Collins. That's Pastor Collins, the one who ministered this week. We're praying here and I heard it audibly because he had to resign from his company to join the church because his company works on Sunday. And for him to join and start Bible school, he had to resign from his work. That's a higher. It's not like he moved just from Assemblies of God to this place. He moved also from work. And when he came, he had to look for a job. And we have prayed for 1 year, 2 years, he has not gotten a job. Then I was laboring in prayer here. Then the Holy Spirit asked him, will he still be ready to wait if I'll take him another lap, another year? Then I stopped and I asked him. Then he started crying. Then I said, pray for grace. What can I say? I'm not God. I just said, pray for grace. Today, he's so happy he made that decision. He's gainfully employed. He earns a lot than a lot of you in this church. And he's doing well. He's in the ministry. His gift is now showing. But he paid his due. Criticism, accusation. I had to go for several meetings with his mother because I knew them from childhood. He had to face district, whatever, district. Because he was a top instrumentalist in the whole age. He was not a small instrumentalist, but he wasn't a serious Christian, but instrumentalist, top notch. So he said, and I didn't call him. He himself said God spoke to him. Amen. Are you following me? But he had to suffer long. Today, he has not regretted the suffering he suffered. And God is glorifying him. This year, he will be marrying by the grace of God. It will be wonderful. Amen. So we also need our fruit. Gentleness. Say gentleness. Some of you, God cannot bless you beyond yourself because you are not gentle. You are not gentle. When you are working, they can't promote you because you are too basa-basa. Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. Tell somebody, gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. When we see you on your galley, rough. Gentleness is the fruit of the Spirit. Goodness, to be good to people, is a fruit of, it can open doors for you. It's not everything that prayer does. There are things that just being good to people can open the door. I remember one day I alighted at Malam Abiyase. I was around 12 years, 13 years. My mother had relocated there. I alighted there from the church hall, and an old woman walked to me, and my last, you said, can she get something to eat? And I gave her my last. How to come back to a door called the following day? God have to show. I have to walk through Banyard and all that place back to a door called. Because that's where my church is. I gave her my last money. About 3, 4, 5 years after, I was in a prayer meeting, and a senior man of God had come there, and God was using him to pray for people, and he gave me a prophecy. And when he gave me the prophecy, he explained how God was going to take care of me for free, without my parents helping me, and then all that. So when he said it, me, I was shocked how God was going to do that. Then he said, the reason why that favor is coming, because some 3 years or so ago, you met an old woman. He described that thing, and I remembered. So what opened that opportunity for me to have help to go to school till today was not just prayer, but a good act that I did. Goodness can open door. So it's not just chapel. Hey, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. One of the ways the Holy Spirit helps you, he makes you become good to people so that you can be blessed. Faith. To have faith and not give up. Or to be faithful. To be faithful. On and on and on. On and on and on. 23. Meekness. Humility. When you lift up your shoulders, God can bless you. Humility. Temperance. Temperance. That means that somebody who can control himself. Self-control. Say, I won't do it. I won't do it. You say you won't do it and you are doing. You need the fruit of the Spirit. So that when you say no, you will stand by it. Clap your two hands for the Lord. And you see, what will shock you is that the disciples, even though they walked with Jesus, they didn't have the fruit of the Spirit. Because they didn't have the Holy Spirit. They didn't have. That's why Judas was still stealing. He didn't have self-control. But he was the finance officer of Jesus. They didn't have. Then Peter, when they caught Jesus, what did Peter do? He had hidden a knife. That means that Peter was a murderer, still following Jesus. He had not changed. Quick temper. He had not changed. All of a sudden, he just pulled a knife, cut off the ear of somebody. Jesus said, no, don't do that. John and James, they passed through a certain city, and then people resisted them, threw stones at them, insulted them. Then Peter, then John and James, they went to Jesus. They said, should we call down fire to destroy this whole city? Then Jesus said, hey, niamodi beba no no. Me niama mutumi udi ojabesi. So they didn't have good character. Ask the one by, do you have good character? The only way you can develop good character is when the Holy Spirit is helping you. And the Holy Spirit. That's what helped me. When the Holy Spirit takes over, it will help you have a good character. Good character. They didn't have it. Peter denied Jesus. Betrayer. Unfaithful. Forgot all that Jesus did for him. Because he didn't have good behavior. They couldn't fast at all. Do you remember that they didn't like fasting?
at all. So one day, the disciples of John went to, how come that your people don't fast at all? How come? They didn't have good way. Meanwhile, they were following Jesus. But the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And when the Holy Spirit came upon them, what happened? The Bible says in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, that people saw their behavior and said, these people, they look like Christ. They are called Christians. They look like Christ. What that means is that when the Holy Spirit came, he now changed all those bad behavior. They now started looking like their master Jesus. When the Holy Spirit is working in you, he will help you to overcome all the bad behaviors. Say, your father is like this, you are like that. Your mother is like this, you are like that. Your area people are like this, you are like that. No! When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he will give you the enablement, the ability to change all those bad character. Clap your two hands and receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Most of the problems you have is as a result of lack of what? Good character. Most of the problems we have as a result. A lot of us, we are in troubles that if not that we did something bad, we'll not be in it. If not that we said something we shouldn't have said. If not that we did something we shouldn't have done. If not we didn't take something we shouldn't have taken. If not that, so this bad behavior is what leads Christians into trouble. And tonight I'm here to deal with bad behavior. Tomorrow we'll deal with other things. But we are here to deal with what? Bad behavior. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.